From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company on this Tuesday as we gather around the radio on the Living Truth broadcast to talk about the local church. Our series is entitled Taking a Look at the Church of God. And I believe that this is so very important in the day and age in which we live. If we were to turn back the pages of time, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, we would find that there was a time when there was a greater commitment to the local church than there is today. As I said yesterday, I was brought up in the local church. I was brought up to love the local church, and I still do. And yet we are living in a day and age when people all across this nation and around the world have been forsaking the local church. And they have all sorts of reasons. And right now, you know, as we have been going through this COVID-19 pandemic, people are staying away from the church, and they're using that, I believe, as an excuse. I really believe that they are. Now, I realize that there are some people who are high risk, as it were, physically speaking. In other words, they have medical circumstances in their lives, and they need to be very careful about catching the COVID-19 virus. But I think that there are some people who are using that as an excuse to stay away from the church. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, I got a card from an individual, and they said in that particular card, "We are very content to stay home and to watch our church service online or virtually." Well, I thought, that's interesting. They were a younger couple. They were not unhealthy, but they got content to being able to get up on Sunday morning, and rather than having to get dressed and get out and go to church, they can sit at home and watch it on their computer. I'm thankful for the media ministries, and the church that I pastor, the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, has a media ministry. We've been involved with the media for many, many years. But, beloved, don't get content to stay away from the church. That is not God's plan. That is simply not God's plan. God expects you to be out with others of like precious faith. Yesterday, I mentioned Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, and I want to repeat it again today, where it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." Don't forsake going to church. I've heard people say, well, with the great pandemic that is before us, we better stay away from church. Let me ask you this. Do you think God knew about the pandemic before he wrote Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 through his inspiration of the apostle who wrote it? Do you think God knew that the pandemic was going to come? Well, sure he did, because it is God who causes, allows, and directs all things to take place. He knew all about it. He's the one who planned it, or is causing it, or is allowing it. He is the sovereign God. And yet, in the midst of that, of knowing all about the fact that the COVID-19 virus was going to come, he said, "Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together." Do you think that that's a passage of Scripture that can be obeyed if we want to or not? Do you think that's a passage of Scripture that only applies to when the pandemic is gone? Not at all. Have faith in God. Trust God. I've been concerned about people who say they can't go to church, but you do see them out at Walmart. You do see them out at the restaurant. You do see them down at the shopping center. And you know what? I believe that there are probably some people under the sound of my voice in that same category. And I will tell you, you're going to answer to God for it. I'm not trying to give anybody a guilt trip. I'm just teaching what the Word of God says. Now, again, I will emphasize that if a person is what you would call high risk, you've got heart conditions, you've got lung conditions that are very, very serious, well, then I understand that, and I believe God understands that as well. But the amount of people who have forsaken the church in the last year, who are basically physically okay, I think must be of great concern to the Lord. Well, let's go on with our study, and we're going to be looking at the biblical nature of the church. And at the end of the program yesterday, I mentioned that the church is God's institution and program for this age and is to be the very center of the life and ministry of the Christian. It really is. And I can recall that when I was a child growing up in Western Pennsylvania, that's what my parents taught me. Everything that we did was centered around the church. Today, it's centered around the school. It's centered around the job. It's centered around this activity in the community. Those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior are a part of the body of Christ. And because of that, we should see to it that the life that we live is centered around the life and the ministry of the local church. I believe that is God's plan. You say, how do you know that, Pastor Gary? Well, let's go back to the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 2 is where the New Testament church was born. It did not exist back in the Old Testament, and we will look at that later on in our series. But let me begin reading, if I may, in Acts chapter 2, verse 41. And remember, this is where the church was birthed. This is the birthday of the church. And it says this in Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word, talking about the preaching of Peter, were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them 3,000 souls. The church started with 3,000 converts. That's tremendous, isn't it? Well, notice this next verse, verse 42. It says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Continuously, daily, they were together. You see, they did not forsake the assembling of themselves together. But day by day, they were together studying and talking about doctrine, that is, biblical truth. They were together for fellowship. They were breaking bread. That is, they were fellowshipping around the Lord's table, and they were praying together. And there was a great result. It says in verse 43 that fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Why do you think that many things were done by the apostles there right after the church was formed? Sure, you say it was because of the power of the Spirit of God, and I believe that 100%. But the Spirit of God is still available to us today. We could still see His power working in marvelous ways today, like it did back in Acts chapter 2, right after the church was formed. It says, as you go on down through that passage in verse 44, and all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily, you see it? Daily in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And here it is, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now why? Why did so many people get saved? Why were people being saved daily? It was because the early believers saw to it that the church was the very center of their life and ministry. Beloved, I want to remind you that there is no other ordained institution of God for this age for you and I to be involved with, such as the church. Now understand that God has three institutions. The first institution is the home and family, back in Genesis chapter 2. The second institution of God is civil government in Genesis chapter 9. And those two are very, very important. But there's one institution that God has ordained specifically for this age of grace in which we live, and that's the church. Sure, the family still exists. Sure, civil government still exists. But it is the church of Jesus Christ that will go throughout the course of this age that God wants to work through to show his wisdom to the world. And we need to be involved with it as Christians. We need to pray for it as Christians. We need to support it as Christians. We need to promote it as Christians. And if we are going to be faithful to God, then we must also be faithful to his local church. It should be the very center of our life and of our ministry. Now, this is a great truth that every one of us need to understand. And so, the Lord willing, tomorrow we're going to continue our series, and we'll look at the fact that the church is a New Testament entity not known in the Old Testament, but revealed just for this age. So join us then. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.